Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Edith Arden was just that of a lonely, mentally distressed human being to whom this girl was an angel of mercy who had nursed Rosalind back to health and later was so considerate of her welfare. Despite the fact that in just a few days now Rosalind would no longer be his wife, he could not refrain from telling Edith how much he loved the woman he once took for better or for worse. Edie, I just don't know where to turn. I feel caught between what was yesterday and what might be tomorrow.
I can say honestly and sincerely, why not wait until tomorrow comes?
It can't possibly be any better. It's just got to be worse.
Oh, you know, Bob, that Rosalind isn't going to bite you when she comes home. Anything you want to do for your peace of mind or happiness, that's exactly what she'd want you to do.
I know, but how can I ever find peace of mind or happiness?
Oh, it comes in so many different ways, and when we least expect it. And peace of mind, Bob, after all, is in the mind. You won't find it anywhere 1,000 miles away than at home.
Edith, Bobby, both of you better get out of this kitchen in a hurry.
Expecting company?
Oh, gee, Mother Judson, we like the kitchen.
I was just dropping into Mrs. Stewart's on the way back from the store, through the back door. And there was Uncle Jimmy about to come over here to tell me that Florence was on the warpath.
Oh, what's eating Mom now?
Oh, now be a good boy, Bobby. And you, Edith, a good girl. And don't ask any questions. But I don't want you two to be seen together.
Say, Mother Judson.
But I don't understand.
Here, Bobby, you run over to the store for me, will you?
Why?
And Edith, if you don't mind, could you give my room a lick and a promise for me?
Why, yes, I could, but...
Edith, you stay right where you are. I think I know what's in Mom's mind. And no one's going to give us the bum's rush.
Bobby, don't say things like that.
Oh, children, there's going to be a terrible scene if she finds you together.
Mrs. Judson, we haven't done a thing in the world that's wrong, or even thought of it.
I know all that. But please, for my sake...
No, please. I should say not. We're not budging one inch out of here.
Oh,
I'll be darned if any one of us is going to resort to subterfuge or make something that's perfectly innocent...
I could go upstairs. Mrs. Judson may be right.
Oh, my.
Mrs. Judson?
Yes?
Mrs. Judson? Oh, Bobby, Edith. Why don't you children just light out for a few minutes until the storm blows over?
We're staying right here, Uncle Jimmy. We haven't done anything wrong.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I tried to tell them this.
Oh, I know it's all very childish, but you know your mother, Robert, and she fears...
Very nasty, evil-minded suspicion.
Bobby, shh!
Look, Edith, you've got a good head on your shoulders now.
I offered to do that. In fact, I started out of the room, but Bob doesn't want me to.
We're standing our ground. This is one time in my life when I haven't even attempted to do anything wrong. And I'm not going to be punished for a crime I didn't commit.
Oh, it isn't that serious, son.
It's more serious, Mother Judson.
Oh, dear. I guess if you insist on being found together in this kitchen, there'll be a very old nick to pay. That's Florence now.
Oh, what'll I do? I don't suppose I've got to be at home.
You're going to be home, because this is your home, and it's mine, too, and Edith's.
Mrs. Judson, You'd better invite Florence in.
Well, the fur's going to fly. Oh, come in. Oh, Len, I can't find my voice. Oh, I'm that worried.
Well, I can find mine. Come on in, Mom. Come on in.
I think I should go upstairs.
Edith, I want you to stay right here.
All right. I'll stick it out with you, but I don't relish things like this.
Stop it. I want to have a few words with you.
Okay, Mom. Shoot.
If you all don't mind, I'd like to speak to my son alone.
Don't go, any of you. Mom, this isn't your home, but it is Mrs. Jetson's, and it's mine, and Edith's.
Mr. Jetson, would you mind asking Miss Arden and Uncle Jimmy to excuse us?
Len, Mrs. Stewart, they've got ears. They can hear you.
None of them have ears, apparently, for anything that I say.
Florence, not that I want to butt in, but don't you think if we just didn't make an issue of anything right now, just cool off and let anything that's happened blow over?
I'm not letting this blow over. And I'd rather that no one, not even Uncle Jimmy, attempted to talk me out of my duty as a mother.
But, Florence, whatever you might say surely couldn't do any good. Not just now, at least.
Mrs. Jetson, will you please ask these people to leave this room so that I can be alone with my son?
Mrs. Jetson, don't you...
Mrs. Stewart, I want you to believe...
Bobby, I can speak for myself. Edith, don't you go making no excuses nor apologies for anything you've said or done. I'll do my own talking, and talk for both you and Bobby. If I'm a mind to.
Why, Mrs. Jetson, how dare you take such an attitude?
Because both of these children are under my roof. I'm responsible for what they do and what they say. They're responsible to me, too. And on both sides, we've got a mighty clean bill of health.
I'm afraid, Mrs. Jetson, that you're very much inclined to overlook things.
Florence, one word usually leads to another, and before any of us know it, we might suddenly find ourselves quarreling.
Look now, everybody's beating around the bush. Everybody's getting just a little madder without saying what they mean. Mom, if you don't come right out and say what you're thinking, I'll say it for you.
I think I can say what I think, also what I mean.
Mrs. Stewart, it will no doubt make you very happy to learn that I'm leaving Mrs. Jetson's tomorrow, and will possibly accept a case out of town.
You'll do nothing of the kind, Edith. The table.
Florence Stewart, I'm going to tell you right to your face that I'm ashamed of you for bringing all this trouble into my home and to my heart.
Oh, I see. Every one of you made up your mind.
Yes, that... Mom, we're all against you. That's what you're waiting to hear, so listen to this. While we've got you here... We're...
I don't think I have to listen. Neither do I have to stay here to be insulted. Not by my own boy.
Mom, you're going to listen. Listen to every word I've got to say.
Bobby, don't. Mrs. Jetson, don't let him.
Bobby, lad, nothing like that here. Here, let your mother pass.
Get out of my way, Uncle Jimmy. You too, Edith. Mom, you tried to ruin my life once before, and Rosalind's too. And now, because of your jealous, possessive nature, you're trying to do the same thing again.
Bobby.
I'm just as innocent now of any wrongdoing as when I married Rosalind.
Now listen, son.
When we begged and pleaded with you to love us and take us into your home and heart.
No.
But Edith doesn't mean to me what Roz did. She's just a friend.
Bobby, lad, Florence, here, please go home, and I'll take care of Bobby.
Oh, no, you won't. And Mom's not leaving until I've had my say. I'm all alone in the world now, because I've lost Rosalind. And I guess as a mother, you've lost interest in me.
Oh, Bobby, you don't know...
Edith understands. She's young and sweet and kind and good. And if you make me lose her, too... Well, I tell you this, Mom, the day's going to come when instead of loving you more, I'm going to love you less.
Bobby.
Yes, and what's even more, hate you.
Is that all, Bobby?
I guess that's enough.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, too, Miss Arden. I think if I could inspire my boy to such magnificent heights of love as you've inspired him to anger, I might never lose him.
Mrs. Stewart, please let me talk to you.
Let her go, Edith.
Uncle Jimmy, what are we going to do now?
Don't ask Uncle Jimmy. Ask me.
Oh, please, Bobby. I think I'm going to my room.
Edith, if you want me, just call. Well, this is certainly a fine how-do-you-do. And what with Rosalind starting from Reno in just a few days.
Oh, gosh. I guess I shouldn't have said all the things I did. I must have gone completely off my nut.
Well, what's said is said. But fortunately, what's said isn't always done. When Florence cools off, I'll have a little talk with her.
Well, if you do, Uncle Jimmy, don't you say Mrs. Jetson is sorry or that she's going to come around to Florence Stewart with a nice little pat on the head. When I'm mad. I'm mad. And I ain't having no one coming into my house and running my life for me.
I don't blame you, Mrs. Jetson. Oh, Bobby, Guess you'd better chase out and get a little air, clear your head. Mrs. Judson, I'm terribly sorry this had to happen in your home.
Well, you can take my word for it. It won't happen again. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And Bobby Stewart, if you was my young'un, and you ever opened your mouth to me like you did to your mom...
Oh, Mother Judson, I...
Big as you are, I'd turn you over my knee and give you something you'd remember the longest day of your life.
Johnny, I want you to make just as little noise as possible because Mother has a very, very bad sick headache.
Well, I should think she would have. I heard the fur just flew in all directions over at Mrs. Jedson.
Well, here you
go. Boy, but it must have been a terrible fight. It's a wonder they didn't call the police.
Johnny, if you don't mind, you just tone down that imagination of yours. It wasn't that bad.
They say Bobby just went completely and entirely haywire. And Mom just stood there, too scared to say a word.
Dorothy, that isn't
so. Gee, Dot, it's a good thing it happened in Mrs. Judson's kitchen. Because if anything had gotten broken there...
Children, let's not exaggerate the details. Why, you'd think it was a knockdown and drag out free-for-all. And now, if you could just both of you occupy yourselves in another part of the house, why, I'd be very grateful.
Okay. Come on, Johnny. Every time there's a family blow-up, we have to write ourselves out of the picture with invisible ink.
Say, Dog, don't you ever go having fights like that with Frankie.
Don't! Because I got to jump in and take your part and lead you to a black eye.
Evening, children. Dorothy. Johnny. So Uncle Jimmy is completely and entirely overlooked in the grand shuffle.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy. If I wasn't tied down here with a little property and a record as a happily married man, I think I'd take the next boat for the North Pole or the South Pole or some other jumping off place.
Mr. Stewart, the day will come when Florence Stewart will have to learn a few fundamentals about life and living. And one of them is to look for the best and not the worst in human nature. For whatever you look for, you'll certainly find.
Well, Florence Stewart is on another rampage. Will Uncle Jimmy be able to avert a new crisis in the affairs of the Stewarts?